Right now it is time for us to take a look at sports. And with that look at sports, we head into the All-Star break. And the All-Star break will come not a moment too soon. we are getting ready for the home run contest. I don't watch that. I really don't. I might watch some of the All-Star game, but I doubt it. So let's take a look at where we stand halfway through. The Yanks split their series with Tampa Bay. So the Yanks still have a 6.5 game lead over Tampa Bay, 9 over the Red Sox. Let us bring in Mike Causey right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I was talking about we're at the halfway point. The Yankees have a 6.5 game lead over Tampa Bay. The Red Sox just 9 back now. Minnesota, a 5.5 game lead over Cleveland, so that's tightened up. Even Houston has a 7.5 game lead. They've actually picked up one now over Oakland. In the National League, Atlanta's 6 games up on Washington. The Cubs are in first place, but the last place team is only 4.5 games behind. And the Dodgers, well, they can just quit for the rest of the year. They're 13.5 games ahead.
The Dodgers, that division's done. The National League Central is just atrocious.
Yeah.
Anybody's going to win that, but whoever's going to win that's going to make a quick exit. The Braves are only 6 games ahead of Washington and Philly, but it might as well be 16.
Yeah, I think
the Braves are a much better club than both of those. Houston is pretty solid at 7.5. I think that got down to like 4.5. They opened that up again. The Twins, the Indians are making a run at them. They're playing their best ball that they've played all year. And the Yankees, too, 6.5 could be about 16.5 the way they're playing compared to Tampa Bay and the Red Sox. Tampa Bay, they just don't impress me. And the Red Sox, they just can't get on track this year.
Tampa Bay has a couple of good starting pitchers, but the Red Sox, unless they can do something with what you've been saying all year long, their bullpen, they just because the Red Sox can hit and score. Jeez,
yeah, they can score, they can hit, but they give up a lot of runs.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look at their runs against, it's very high. It's 60 more than the Yankees have given up.
Yeah, the Yankees have scored 113 more than they've given up, and the Red Sox, who have scored more than the Yankees, are only 58 plus 58. Yes.
And the Yankees pitching, the Yankees runs against is almost 60 more than Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay's the lowest in the American League. So if you compare Tampa Bay to the Red Sox, the Red Sox have given up 120 more runs than Tampa Bay. Yeah. And Tampa's only got one good starter. They got Charlie Morton. Snell's not pitching good this year. Charlie Morton, they got free agency from Houston last year. Charlie Morton's their horse, and then they go with that pitching by committee.
Yeah.
That's not going to win for you. It might win games for you over the regular season, but it's not going to win for you because those guys are going to break down.
All right, and the United States women, your favorite team, won the World Cup, and the United States men lost in their Gold Cup by a score of 1-0. See, soccer, all the soccer, Mike, is like basketball in Connecticut. The women play much better basketball in Connecticut than the men.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And the interest is there for the women's basketball in Connecticut. That's a microcosm. That's one small state out of 50. You hear these crybaby women yesterday that they want equal pay as the men. Well, when the Men's World Cup is being played and the final is on, what's the attendance on TV? What's the audience on TV for that? Several hundred million, isn't it? It's not that for the women. The interest isn't there, and the interest goes into commercial sales. You're not going to raise the revenue watching women's soccer that you do with men's soccer. Thus, the difference in pay scale. It's very simple. When you're a broker for a company and you're demanding a salary, you get your salary depend on the commission that you make for your company. If you make a lot of commission for your company, you're going to get paid more. If you don't make a lot of commission, you're going to get paid less. It's the simple laws of economics. It has nothing to do with gender.
All right. Well, I still think the women should be paid more than they are, but that's regardless. I'm not saying that they're going to get equal pay, but they should be paid more than they're way, way, way behind. And it's just
Are they considered pros or amateurs? I don't know. What are they?
I don't know what they're considered, but
don't
I know
they
is
get paid to play professional soccer by teams in a league like they do in Europe and the United States? Don't they have a professional soccer league? Isn't this something other than that?
All I know is that they're employed by the same organization. They should be paid closer to what the men get paid. They just should be. That's all. I'm not going to say.
If they have the gate revenue and TV revenue that's the same as the men, then they should get it. If they don't, they shouldn't.
All right, and let's see. Now, did you do any racing?
Point in case is Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. Minor League Baseball doesn't get paid as much as Major League. Why? It's not only because of the production of what they do as a player. It's because they get more revenue in the major leagues than they do in the minors.
Yeah, but the women aren't playing in the minor leagues. You can't compare that. But anyway,
wise and economic wise, it's minor leagues.
All right. Now, how was your racing this weekend?
Not so good. Races were good. They were real good races at Belmont. The Belmont Derby, which is was a very competitive race, was won by Henley's Joy at 20-1. And this horse hasn't been 20-1 since it ran back a year ago. It's gone last three times. It went off at 9-1, 8-1, and 2-1. To just show you what kind of race that was. And I didn't like Catholic Boy going into the race, and he didn't run well in the Suburban. The race was won by Preservationist, who was another horse trained by Jimmy Jerkins. I liked the three horse with Jimmy Jerkins, but he had another horse as well and sat just behind Catholic Boy. And when Catholic Boy spit it, Preservationist just went right by and I think he paid like $9. So one big payout in the Belmont Derby and an okay payout in the Suburban. So Belmont is closed for the summer, and like it or not, Saratoga opens up on Thursday. To me, what they did at Saratoga this year was they're not running on Mondays, so they took all those Mondays and opened up a week early. I don't know, good or bad, I don't know what it is, but regardless, it opens up on Thursday.
All right, so we'll start our picks on Wednesday?
No, it opens Thursday.
Oh, it opens Thursday, okay. So, all right.
Hey, I got one other thing.
Uh-oh, what's that?
The United States Post Office stinks.
What they do now to you?
I'm expecting a package, an overnight, I think I mentioned this a little bit on Friday, an overnight package on the 2nd of July, which was mailed from Florida on June 29th. Well, I did the tracking on it, and I found where you can print out exactly where this package has been. So it went from Sarasota to Tampa, from Tampa to Rochester, from Rochester to Syracuse, from Syracuse to Watertown, from Watertown back to Rochester, from Rochester back to Watertown, from Watertown back to Rochester, from Rochester back to Watertown, this time from Watertown to Syracuse, from Syracuse to Rochester, from Rochester to Watertown, and then it went again from Watertown to Syracuse to Rochester to Syracuse, back to Watertown, and the package today is sitting in the post office at Watertown again. How inept are these people?
I think you should go to your local post office and show them that.
Oh, I'm going there with it, believe me. Do you have bail money?
Hey.
Can you believe this?
It's amazing. It's someone had a bad day.
The package has my address on it, and the thing's been playing ping pong between Watertown, Syracuse, and Rochester for a week.
Amazing.
Maybe they can't read English.
Well, keep us updated when the package gets there.
I might die by then.
All right,
good Lord. Hey, tonight's the home run hitting contest for baseball.
It is. And I'm not going to watch it.
What a joke.
Now, did you see? I'm not a big the unlimited fighting contest. I'm not a big fan of that, okay?
I am. But I think they should use, like, the things that they used in the Dark Ages, like the bat with nails and,
well, they didn't
and the
have
swinging
to
ball. I think they should do all of that.
I want you to Google the match just 5-second knockout in unlimited fighting, okay? These guys are in the cage, right? They're making staring at one another. They start the match. Guy comes out of the corner, does a flying knee kick. gets the guy, hits the guy right in the head, knocks him out in 5 seconds.
Good.
5 seconds.
I got nothing wrong with that. Hey, it's no holds barred, right?
No, it is no holds barred. That's exactly
so,
right.
So that's the way it should be. Right. Hey, Pete Alonso's in the All-Star in the home run hitting contest today, but there's a couple of guys in there. I don't know why they're in there. One particular guy's in there only because of his name alone.
Yeah.
Can you guess who that is?
Yeah, the guy from Toronto. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't know why he's in there. I have no idea. And Carlos Santana? There's another guy that shouldn't be in there. Yelich, Alonso, Pedersen, Josh Bell. I can understand those guys, but then after that, it's pretty iffy. Acuna, Bregman, Santana, and Guerrero Jr. If Guerrero Jr. wins, he's using up juice balls. I heard of an interesting theory this weekend about Tampa Bay. They're saying that Tampa Bay ZRA is so low in Tampa
using
Bay
old balls.
Because they have a bunch of old balls stocked up.
Right. I heard that too.
As long as the commissioner's name is on it, you don't know when these balls were made.
That's exactly right. I heard that too.
Pretty crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with the check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.